Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. As we told you earlier in the program, Wednesday evening, the Senate easily approved a revised version of the $700 billion bailout plan for the nation's beleaguered financial institutions. The final vote was 74 to 25, with some tax incentives added to the bill, including the extension of certain tax benefits, as well as a lifting the ceiling on federally insured bank accounts from $100,000 per account for an individual to $250,000. That seems to be sweetening the pot for some Republicans on the House side of Capitol Hill, but not necessarily all of them, and the vote on Friday in the lower chamber is still very much in doubt. As a result of that, as well as the ongoing credit crisis, the Dow Jones Industrial Average on Thursday lost 348 points to close at 10,483. The S&P 500 was down 47 points to 1114, the NASDAQ dropping 93 points to 1977. Oil prices down $4.65 on Thursday to close at $93.88 per barrel. Meanwhile, a Justice Department official says more charges are likely going to happen in the ongoing investigation of subprime mortgage fraud. Deputy Attorney General Mark Phillips says the complexity of auction rate securities and credit default swaps would not hinder prosecution. A total of 26 companies are under federal investigation. Phillips said two Bear Stearns managers have already been indicted. The Wall Street Journal reports that federal prosecutors are increasing their focus on possible wrongdoing related to failed auction rate securities. One probe is looking into whether Lehman Brothers defrauded clients. Another is examining whether a former executive of Swiss bank UBS AG engaged in insider trading. The other big story, of course, today is that it is debate day for the two vice presidential hopefuls this year. For the Democrats, Delaware Senator Joe Biden, and for the Republicans, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. Palin, of course, is the one getting the most attention because she is the newer figure on the scene, as well as the fact that she's been a little shaky in some of her network interviews with the likes of Charlie Gibson and Katie Couric. But Governor Palin says she's excited about tonight's debate because she can talk directly to the people without having to go through the filter of the mainstream media.
Getting to speak directly to Americans without that filter of mainstream media trying to, I think, maybe censor some of my comments as we lay out those contrasts between these two different tickets.
The surrogates are already in St. Louis on the campus of Washington University to spin the results tonight, no matter what happens. Among those there on behalf of the McCain-Palin ticket, Connecticut Independent Senator Joe Lieberman.
Folks in the media have made this into a kind of college final exam for Sarah Palin to see if they could stump her on an arcane question. I think she's got to come back to who she is, a typical middle-class person from a typical middle-class family who got frustrated by government.
Lieutenant Governor Sean Parnell serves underneath Governor Palin in Alaska. He says in a crisis or even day-to-day, Sarah Palin is ready to lead.
She's prepared to lead. She's leading our state right now. She knows what it is to run a state that is focused on energy and can supply low-cost energy to the other states here.
But Palin has an uphill task here on Thursday night. That's because she goes against a man who's been debating on a national basis for many, many years now. Joe Biden, of course, ran for president earlier this year, as well as back in 1988. And he first ran for his U.S. Senate seat back in 1972. Stephanie Cutter is an advisor to the Barack Obama campaign and says Joe Biden will be focused on the middle class and their future during tonight's debate.
The vision that he shares very passionately with Barack Obama on rebuilding the middle class or responsibly bringing our troops out of Iraq.
Cutter also says it's a very interesting night for Sarah Palin.
I think that it's an opportunity for her tonight to expand on what her beliefs are on these particular positions that the American people are interested in.
Latest polling, at least from Gallup, shows a 5-point lead today for Senator Barack Obama over John McCain nationally, 48% to 43%. Also bad news for the McCain campaign. As a result of money situations, he is giving up on winning Michigan in November's election. That according to the Detroit Free Press. The Republican National Committee reportedly told the state's Republican chairman that campaign workers would be leaving Michigan and heading to Wisconsin, Ohio, and Florida. The McCain campaign reportedly will not be buying any additional advertising in the Great Lakes state either. In another political story, Michael Bloomberg, the very popular two-term mayor of New York City, a Republican turned independent, says he will run for a third term next year, but that, of course, is provided the city council lifts the current term limit law. Popular demand may compel the council to do just that. In addition, former mayors Rudy Giuliani and Ed Koch, one a Republican, the other a Democrat, have endorsed the idea of lifting the term limit ban. Finally, Somalia's president says he welcomes the warships gathering off his coast as a standoff at sea with pirates continues. The Washington Post reports Somali President Abdulali Yusuf thanked the international community for intervening after some 60 pirate attacks along a vital east-west shipping route. He also called on all Somalis to fight the pirate gangs. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, the real burden of the bailout bill on American taxpayers. We'll talk with Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union. We'll also hear from South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson why he is a strong supporter of the revised bailout plan on Capitol Hill. But up next, previewing the vice presidential debate. Longtime Washington reporter David Lightman joins us from the site of the debate when we come back.